Hello everyone, welcome to the Malaysian Student Podcast. I'm the host today, Jun Jie. Yeah, since our theme in March is about gender equality, we do have a lot of gender, not only male and female. So let's talk about LGBTQ plus culture today. And today we do have a collaboration with the Head in the Cloud Show podcast channel. It's truly our great pleasure to have Claudia with us today to share her opinions on this topic. Welcome, Claudia.
Hello, thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Claudia. I'm from Head in the Clouds. It's a podcast about, you know, culture and society and everything in between. So, yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, quite a cool podcast channel. Like the one that I love the most about, like
I think
this podcast
you
channel.
Cut off Felicia, or is it me?
Is it my problem? Oh my god, just the beginning.
Okay, I can hear you now. Sorry about that.
I think mainly because my area is raining, heavily raining.
These few days. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So what I was saying just now, like, is Head in the Cloud Show is a quite cool channel, and my favorite episode is the body shaming one. That one is really a deep episode for me.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, feel free to visit it if you haven't for the audiences. Yep.
Yeah. So our podcaster today, Felicia, what do you mention?
Hi guys, I think you guys have heard my voice just now. So I'm Felicia today. Hello everyone.
Yeah, so without further ado, let's get started. So today's topic is a bit sensitive, but hopefully the ambience will be quite fun to all of you. And let's start with the first question. Yeah, actually the first one is quite general. In your guys' opinion, do you think that the world is ready to accept LGBTQ plus community with open arms?
Yeah, I think that's a difficult question, but I think the fact that, you know, we're having this episode about it is a sign that it's yes and no, right? Like, for example, the fact that we have to talk about it and discuss it shows that there are probably some people out there who aren't really that ready to accept it. And as you guys might know, I had an episode also about, you know, the challenges of homophobia in Malaysia. So one of my friends on the podcast, she shared that, you know, she wasn't able to come back actually because she was worried about her safety being someone who identifies as part of the LGBTQ plus community. So I think that's a sign that, you know, it's not really that readily accepted, not with open arms, but I think probably our generation is, maybe, do you think so?
I actually do have friends which is who are homophobia. So I think if we talk about like general, mostly, I do think younger generation treat LGBTQ plus culture as like they normalize this thing than the senior generation. But then just wondering, before we're talking about like whether the world accept LGBTQ plus or not, just wondering, like, the guests on stage, including the host Jun Jie, do you guys personally accept LGBTQ plus?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of my friends would be quite surprised if I said no, you know.
Yeah.
Just because I think that, you know, whether or not like who they love is really nothing for me to judge. So yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I treat them as normal people. They are human, right?
Yeah.
And they are born like this. This is not a wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, true.
This is why they are special, right?
Yeah.
Personally, I do regard myself as a left winger. So for me, I definitely a yes to accept LGBTQ+. But then I do think the limited or the restriction to the definition of normal or nature, because somehow when people like say they are not normal or they are not natural, it's just like very bullshit for me, because why do we need to define normal and nature, and why do we need to have like so limited and superficial definition towards that, and to reject those person who are just being themselves and born with that sexual orientation. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, it's good to hear that from you guys. I think, you know, last time in school, I don't know how school is like for you guys now, but in school, you know, this kind of stuff is definitely a lot more difficult to talk about back then. You know, like a lot of people will make jokes about it, and people who mention, you know, gay or lesbian and stuff like that, people who mention, you know, bisexuality, people will be like, oh, why are people who are bisexual so greedy? You know, these are the things I used to hear in school from other people. So these kind of thoughts, you know, it will make you just think the same way that they do, because you don't want to go against the normal in school, right? Because it's very difficult, you know, you want to relate to your peers and everything. So yeah, I think it is hard to talk about in school, at least for me back then. But what do you guys think, that it's more open for you now?
Yeah, I have to admit, during my primary school time, I was like a bit homophobic because I think the education has limited me. I was not exposed to that kind of knowledge about LGBTQ plus community. So, however, I was exposed to some of the knowledge related to this community in the internet. And I think we have to be more tolerant on this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, I do think that at school, it's actually like very true that what Claudia said just now, it's a very sensitive topic to talk about, even when we mention the sensitive words like lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, we'll need to lower our voice down a little bit, even though it's just a normal conversation with friends. So I think it's just a sign of like we still treat it as a taboo or something not normal to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think that our society now is more open, including our young generation. Compared to last time. And here I want to share a story about a person.
Whoa, come on. Story time, yay.
Like, he's a legend. I don't know if you guys know or not. His name is Alan Turing.
Yes.
Yeah, Alan Turing.
Where is he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's the father of modern computer science. Yeah, and he was a gay, and he was punished because of his sexual orientation, and he was given the punishment of, I don't know, the hormone treatment of or what. Yeah, there was cruel, and because of this, he lost his ability to think really. And after that, because of this, he can't create the modern computer he wants, like
what tragedy
for his whole life. He can't make it. And finally, he suicide. Yeah, so there's a sad story because the society that time, they totally don't accept it. And this happened in the UK that time, during the World War II time. Yeah. So if compared to last time, I think our society now, including our country, we are more open on this.
I do think I also admit that I can see the progression of people being more and more open-minded to talk about this, but then I do think we will still need to improve. That's definitely not enough, because in our country, we still have the restriction of religion and law about this LGBTQ plus culture. And also one thing is that one of the restriction is also from what I mentioned just now, people do think that it's not the nature. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's still a lot of studies coming out from Malaysia. There are papers from Malaysian scholars that talk about how, you know, this is something like sexuality, so being gay or being lesbian or anything like that, is something for people to overcome. But it's nothing for people to overcome, because it's not a problem, you know? So there definitely still is quite a lot of that kind of stuff in Malaysia, for sure.
A few days ago, when I was attending online tuition, I really hope that certain tuition teacher won't listen to our podcast this episode. But then okay, the teacher is a female, then she wanted us to guess what is the disorder is having with that certain famous person. Then I couldn't guess one, any physical or mental disorder isn't the answer. Then her answer is like, the person is homosexual. Then I was like, huh? Since when homosexual become a disorder? Like,
yeah.
That makes no sense for me. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Some people still think that way. I believe previously, there's something called the DSM, I believe it's the Diagnostic of Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. It's I'm not sure where it's based from. I think it's from America. So it's a manual for psychologists to refer to. And back then, long time ago, actually being part of the LGBTQ community is considered a disorder, but they've since banned that law. But I think a lot of people still might think of it as, as some kind of mental disorder, which is not true because they already took it out, which clearly shows that that's not true. Yeah.
Yeah, they are not aware of that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, since we touched on LGBTQ plus community, and here, let's move on to the next question. What do you guys think about individuals who are anti-LGBTQ plus community? And they always condemn them for who they are. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a difficult question.
Yeah. Just to mention here, I respect everyone can have their own thought. Like, they can hate the person. Like, I understand that, but doesn't mean I agree with that. Like, they do have the right to dislike certain community or what, but then I personally think that people who are anti-LGBTQ plus community is just something similar or even the same with races or people who judge people by their look, by their skin color, or by their anything that is superficial. Because gender and skin color or race is something that we can't control. So for me, it's something like, if you hate racists, then you are if you are anti-LGBTQ+, but you hate racism or Asian hate or anything, then you're very weird, something like that.
I agree. I understand that a lot of people who condemn LGBTQ+ community, it is quite difficult for them to accept this community, maybe because of their upbringing, maybe because of religion. Some people grew up in very conservative households, very close mindsets, close mindedness, and it's difficult for them to change their mind about things like this, which is why it's hard for me to even have conversations with older people about things like racism, like homophobia, because they're just so used to their own mindset, and talking to them, I don't think it will change anything. So it makes me feel quite hopeless. So I don't talk to them about it. But I think whenever possible, it is important to kind of just show that this is seriously just, there's nothing wrong with it. And also for people who condemn others based on their sexual orientation or their gender identity, I just don't see the point, because sure, we can disagree on political stuff, we can disagree on taxes, on economic principles, things like that, but why are we disagreeing on someone's right? This is just someone's life. They're just living their life. They're not doing anything to hurt you. So I just think that it's quite ridiculous to say that they're being criminals by just loving someone else or doing something that they are doing in their private lives.
Since we're talking about religion is one of the factors that draw people into becoming anti-LGBTQ plus community, right? For me, I do think that it makes no sense for me, because religion, no matter what religion you are in, as long as it's a proper religion, then religion always teaches not to hurt others or just not to hurt people and be kind, right? But then when we are saying that, oh, I hate you because you are a gay or you're a lesbian, it's simply hurting others. And it is just very contradiction for me.
Yeah. So I think when it comes to religion, especially, I don't know a lot about other religions, but I know in Christianity, in the Bible, usually people refer to a few verses talking about, I think there's a specific verse that talks about how men should not lie with men. But a lot of people have actually argued that in the original language, which is, from many, many thousands of years ago, in the original book, it actually says that men should not lie with boys. So some people argue that that's actually talking about pedophilia. you know, not really talking about homosexuality and things like this. But the point is that, you know, like a lot of these things, they come from thousands of years ago. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, the Bible is wrong or anything like that, but there's a lot of translations that are different. And in the Old Testament, they tell you, oh, you cannot mix fabrics or you cannot eat certain types of seafood. But people still do that, you know, like, but you don't see people condemning so hard about that kind of stuff. So, it just goes to show like some people just pick and choose that. So I think we should be just try to be more open-minded.
Yeah, and also be flexible, because the form of marriage and the form of love shouldn't be restricted by like few lines in religion. That's from my point of view.
Yeah, and the translation might be changed by humans sometimes.
True. That's true.
Yeah,
they have their own purposes to change the content, the original content. Yeah. And I do agree with Claudia and Felicia. You can say that you dislike them, but you can't say they are abnormal. You can dislike them, but you should respect them. That's my point of view.
Another thing, like one of my observations is that people who are anti-LGBTQ plus community, because I do have like a few of the friends who are anti-LGBTQ plus, then I found out they have a common... they have things in common, which are they have like they was liked by the same gender, and they feel very they are disgusted or anything because they just think that it's not normal. So maybe it's that kind of phobia that make them into anti-LGBTQ plus.
Okay, that's weird. That's interesting. I don't know. How would you guys feel like if someone of the same gender told them? I feel like I would be maybe flattered. I would say I would be like, oh, you know, sorry. Like, I just don't feel that way. But I would be quite flattered. I don't think that I would feel a certain kind of phobia about that.
Like, I do think like if you feel like disgusted by that certain person, maybe it's the person like, they like you in the wrong way that you that you doesn't like it don't depends on the person's gender, but the way that he or she pursue you, maybe.
Doesn't have to be about the gender, that's true.
But then if the same gender like people like me, I definitely won't be like disgusted or anything. I'll just treat it as normal, like, oh, got someone like see my string or something like that.
Yeah, you are so glamorous, like.
Yeah, how about Jinjie? What if like someone same gender like you?
Like me, I feel it's normal.
Jinjie being narcissistic.
Like human, they like human because like you can say different one. Like if I like you because you are my good friend. Yeah, I like you. Yeah.
What if like has a crush on you that wanna like step into couple relationship, something like that?
I won't condemn him because that is his sexual orientation. I can't change it, but if I don't accept it, but I won't like scold him by loving me or what. Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I feel like, you know, it's less about the gender, lah. But, like, if a close friend, like, confess their feelings to me, doesn't matter, like, what their gender is, I would just feel a bit like, if I don't feel the same way, lah, I would just feel, oh, no, you know, like, this is going to, like, hurt our friendship because now it's awkward. I don't think it's anything to do with their actual gender or anything like that. It's probably just because of, you know, our friendship, lah. I think so.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
You think how can we be befriend together?
Right. Yeah, like I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm sorry.
And I heard some very weird opinions about this. Like some people say that if we accept the LGBTQ plus community, the human will become extinct.
Walao.
They say, oh, if you are a boy, you don't marry with girls, you won't the girls won't give birth or what, then all the people they choose to become gay, lesbian. I actually totally don't agree with them, because we can't change our sexual orientation. If you are born to like a boy or girl, you can't change it, right?
Very hard to change.
Yeah.
There's a very, very slight possibility to change your gender identity or sexual orientation. And one more point is that it's like impossible because we human, like one of the thing that make us special is that we all are like kind of same but different in terms of mindset or personality. Then it's like totally, like for me, it's totally impossible for us like to all be same, like all gay or all lesbian. Yeah.
True. Okay. Yeah. That's true. I think, yeah, first of all, with modern medicine, if we ever really do come to a place where we are suffering from lack of new babies or whatever, I'm sure we can find a solution for it. But yeah, that's probably not an issue because, you know, right now we already have an abundance of humans, you know, a lot of babies in adoption centers that could be adopted by same-sex couples or, you know, just anyone in general. So I think, yeah. But I have heard that argument before as well. So, yeah.
Yeah,
like one of my friends did tell me because I personally is a person that I plan, like my future planning doesn't have marriage, like this kind of thing lah. So one of my friends did tell me that this kind of mindset will also make human extinct. Then I was like, very questionable.
Yeah, but that's true. Like, we are not meant for just reproduction, though, you know? So, lots of other things to do in this world. We got assignments to do, classes to take.
So many things to settle with,
yeah.
Unless there are 7 billion Felicia, then humans
I can't affect like every single person in the earth, ma. And also, this is my own choice. Like, you can, you definitely can have your own choice, like to get into marriage and have a like, fulfill family or anything. But then that's my own right and choice. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, I'm sure, like, you know, older generation will also be like, oh, when I was your age, you know, I already had kids, you know. Like, you guys should be having kids now, you know. But yeah, like, different generation, you know, we have different priorities.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, humans are a little bit... I don't know, have you guys ever heard of the Maslow hierarchy of needs? I don't know if they... that's... So it's like, you know, we as human beings, we have a few levels of needs we have to fulfill, right? So at the very basic, it's like we need food, we need water, we need shelter. You know, so now as a society, we already have fulfilled that. Of course, not 100%. We still have homeless population that we should take care of. But because we have already settled those kinds of things, we can have more time to focus on more, you know, mental kind of happiness instead of just, you know, focusing on having our physical well-being taken care of. So I think that's the difference between why last time, you know, less people talk, or like there are less conversations about sexuality or less conversations about mental health, because they have a lot of other things that they need to deal with.
Interesting.
I don't agree with you.
Interesting.
Yeah. Humans, like, we tend to have the spiritual pursuits.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Since we know the importance of accepting the LGBTQ plus community, here comes to a very tough question. When and how must the children be exposed to the existing LGBTQ plus community? Yeah, from your point of view.
I think that's hard to answer. I feel like I'm not sure if I'm 100% qualified to talk about this because, you know, I'm not like an educator. I don't have kids yet kind of thing. But yeah, honestly, though, I don't think that it has to be like a big thing lah. Like, you don't have to sit your kids down and tell them, you know, oh, this is you know, gay people, this is what they do, you know. Like, I don't think that's necessary. I think, you know, in the future, if it's possible to just have more representation in media, I think that would be very helpful, because, you know, like, it's like saying, how do you teach your children about like Black people or something, right? It's like, it's normal already. Like, you, even though, like, you know, Malaysia, we are not native to, like, let's say African people, like Black people, but like people are already used to it. We see them on TV. We know that they're normal human beings just like us. You know, it's all normalized now. Of course, like, racism, like, I mean, like race and sexuality, it is a little bit different because, you know, race is more to do with ancestry, lineage, gender identity, not so much. But, you know, it's the same thing. Just having representation, I think, is very important.
True. I think besides having representation in social in media, right, maybe when parents or any senior that who is going to introduce what is gender, like the concept of gender to the younger people, like children, maybe we don't like restrict gender only to male and female. We can say like gender is something deep and not so like only female and male. We do have like lots of gender in the world, and they all are normal, no matter like what's the gender of the certain person. We will need to respect them after all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I think the children should know the concept about the difference of gender and gender identity. Yes.
Biological gender and psychological gender identity. Yeah,
and like how people express, right? Because like, you know, a lot of young kids, if they're girls, then they wear pink. If they're boys, they wear, I don't know, like blue, red. I don't know. Yeah. Like, honestly, it's, I don't understand. Because as a kid, I really like blue. I still really like blue. I think it's quite a pretty color. But yeah, like colors don't have a gender attached to them. But, you know, there's a lot of this kind of stereotype, like you said. But that's true. Like gender identity, like how you express your gender is also can be very different. Like you can be a boy, you can be very masculine, you can like cars, and you can also really like pink color, you know? Mm-hmm. Like you can wear your hair long, it's fine. You know, I think that's true what Junjie said is about, like, you know, like kids should be allowed to express themselves however they want also long. Just not, doesn't have to be a stereotyped way.
True. Like, not only color do have gender, like, even career or subject.
True.
Have gender, like, I was like, ooh. Like, maths and science are for boys, then girls are for, like, cooking, nursery.
Yeah, or like, doctor has to be boy, right? And if it's a nurse, then it's a female. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Totally don't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
In Malaysia's politics, PM must be male.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. We need a change. Felicia for president next time.
Wow. Yeah. Hope so. Yeah.
You see a new country, Singapore. The president is male. Is female, sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Claudia can use her profession to help. She mentioned representation just now, right? I think you can utilize your ability.
Yeah. So
that is true, though. But, like, yeah, I think everyone should be more conscious about it. I think it is hard. You know, when I was younger, this kind of things, you know, like it didn't really always occur to me, which is why I think that people can change law. Like people who might have said hurtful things about LGBTQ plus community in the past, like it's okay for you to change and grow and, you know, like and change from their mindset. So I do think that it's important to tell people who you think are homophobic about these things and hope that they will change. Like I think back then, last time, you know, in my school, because of how everyone talked about you know, sexuality and stuff, I will be like agreeing with them. I'll be like, oh yeah, that's true, they you know, like it's none of my business, but it's wrong, or like I just don't want to see it in front of my face, you know, that kind of language. But I think, you know, that's wrong, and so we should be more encouraging of it, of thinking differently. And I think actually media really did help me change my mind about certain things, like just watching shows, reading books, and, you know, on social media, just seeing that these other people are literally just people. They don't have an agenda. They're not here to change your mind, make you be sinful or not good or immoral. They're just people who love other people. So yeah.
Yeah, so true. So guys, the first step to promote gender equality and to make people aware of LGBTQ plus culture is to share our podcast episode.
Yeah, that's true.
And subscribe both of our channel, Podcast MS and the Head in the Cloud Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what Claudia said. We are just the people who love other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We
all are human.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, one thing I'm wondering, Claudia, what do you think the difference between Malaysian and American, they there are ways to treat the LGBTQ plus community?
I think it's quite different. I think it's definitely a lot more accepted in the US, but of course it's not every city, every state law, because, you know, it's so big. People in New York or California, you can imagine they're probably a lot more open-minded, right? But in, you know, more of those like Ulu states, you know, in more rural areas that are more conservative or religious, it is a bit more close-minded. And there are sometimes even like protests and stuff like that, you know, about how homosexuality is sinful and immoral. But because I went to a college town, like the town is mostly college students, actually, like everyone was very open to it. And we have a lot of conversations about gender equality and LGBTQ plus representation inside our class, which I'm not sure happens all the time in school here, like in college here, because I'm not sure lah. My 2 years here in college, I didn't really hear that much about it. But women and gender studies, that's something that's a lot more popular in the US. Like you can actually have a degree in women and gender studies. Yeah, so I learned a lot there definitely from professors who talk very, very openly about things like this. And we watch a lot of film just presenting, you know, the history of gay people and, you know, just all of that stuff, which I think has really opened my mind a lot. So I hope in the future there will be more studies, educational things like this in Malaysia too.
I see. Good sharing.
True. Actually, a very insightful sharing from Claudia, and I personally recommend you guys, if you guys do have Netflix, or maybe Claudia have watched it before, there is a movie, namely The Danish Girl, well, which is a very like awesome movie. Depict the transgender. Yeah, about transgender.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, speaking about like a movie or book or any media that Claudia's professor showed her before, do you have like any recommendation? Maybe we can have a list of that. Yeah.
Oh, that's very hard. Yeah. Honestly, there's a lot that I can't really remember. I know what it's about, but I can't really. I don't remember the name. Hold on, let me try to find it.
Or maybe we can drop the link below the description. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. For sure. Yeah, I'll look it up and I'll let you guys know.
Okay, sure, no problem. So guys, we'll put the link, the list of like the recommendation about LGBTQ plus culture below the description so you guys can check it out.
Yes, I think we can enter the last question.
Yeah, no problem.
But if you find out someone close to you is having difficulties in deciding their sexual orientation, like they are questioning, how would you help them?
Yeah, I think it's very hard for us to help other people when they're, you know, figuring out their sexual orientation, because obviously we don't live in their shoes. We can't really feel what they're feeling. And, you know, as like someone who is straight, I don't want to like say that I completely understand, you know, people who are gay or what they feel about that. You know, even though I support them, I can't really tell them how to feel. But I think, yeah, just telling them, you know, making sure that your friends know that you are supportive and that you will validate them no matter what they decide to come out as. Because like I don't make friends with someone because of their sexual orientation or their gender. So I'm not going to stop being friends with them because of that too. So I think, yeah, just letting them know that, you know, we're here for them. And like, we won't just like, you know, stop being friends. We won't unfriend them on Facebook or anything like that. I think it's just important. Just letting them know you're there.
True, true. Like, I do think if you're still figuring out like what's your sexual orientation, you're not really sure about like if you're straight or anything, I do think that it's okay to just put it aside and not to think too much about it if you don't really care about it. Like just also as no matter as a friend, as a sister, or as mostly I'm like these two roles mainly. I won't really like tell them what to do because I don't really know what to do, but then I would just tell them like no matter who you are, like I personally won't judge you, and it's okay to tell me like anything, and yeah, give them support and encouragement.
Yeah, I think parents play a very important role here. they need to pay more. They need to spend time with their children and to figure it out, to explore this together.
Mm-hmm.
We need to give them the feeling that, we are very supportive. We are good listeners. If you have any difficulties, you can express.
That's true. Yeah. Agreed. Not just with gender or sexuality as well, but with like everything, right? Like mental health, any problems at all. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And I think I watched a movie about Alan Turing.
Mm-hmm.
And he found out his sexual orientation just very random. Like during his schooling time, he felt that he has a different feeling to his close friend.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, he knows his sexual orientation.
Mm.
Yeah. But during that time, he can't like announce to everyone like he need to hide because, during that time, people are very conservative.
Yeah, so somehow like realizing your sexual orientation is just very random lah. So don't need to be too rushed to know about it because somehow it might become a burden or a struggle
for That's you true.
Too rushing to know.
Yeah. And like at the end of the day, it's a label. It helps people understand better how they're feeling. But if you don't feel 100%, if you Google like what it means to be gay and you don't feel the same way as everything Google says, that's fine also because it's all a spectrum. It's not just yes or no. It's everything is quite fluid. So that's true. Don't feel rushed to do it. And it's okay if you figure out along the way what is right for you. It's fine.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So, in a nutshell, a sincere thank you to our collaboration and guest today, Claudia, for attending our episode, and also there's like so many insightful and inspiring sharing from you, as well as our host today, Jinjie. So, if you guys do like this episode, don't forget to drop us a subscribe and like. As well as don't forget to check out the list we have put in the description about the recommendation thing that I've mentioned just now. And see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.